Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, first out of the New King James Version, and then out of the Message Translation. So first out of the King James, New King James, excuse me. And it's Jesus, and he says this, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief, who is Satan, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." And then out of the Message Translation, same chapter of John, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, and he says this, "I am the gate. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for, will freely go in and out and find pasture. A thief is there to steal and kill and destroy. I have come so that they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of." Well, the last few weeks, we spent time remembering that the God who created us never leaves us. And then we talked about our God who never leaves us, wanting us to share that and do the same thing for others, and reminds us to slow down enough in life so that we don't miss the moments that are there with him and with those who he entrusts us with, to make sure that we look for and spend time with and stay connected to the God who is always there, connected to that source of power and hope that not only gets us through the storms of life, which we will all face and experience, but also leads us to the abundant life that God has promised for each of us that we just read the promise of in those passages. Those verses that we just read are Christ's desire for and promise to us of an abundant life, of a real and eternal life, better than any which we ever dreamed of, anything we ever imagined. But if you're anything like me, images of what those words mean might come to mind in terms of things and stuff and success, in terms of accomplishments and wins and other aspects of the so-called American dream that we are called to strive toward achieving and fulfilling, all those things which our world emphasizes as important. But what does God mean when he talks about the abundant life that he wants for us? What does a life better than any we have ever dreamed of that Christ promised look like? A life of more and better. For example, would our dreams of an abundant life start with and include, well, maybe good health and a well-paying job, a comfortable home, nice cars, and plenty of food on the table? Maybe new clothing every now and then, enough money in our bank accounts for day-to-day living and more, for college expenses anticipated in a few years, and a comfortable retirement nest egg? How about children and grandchildren, wise and wonderful, well-behaved, and well on their way to making you proud? All of those things surely could be a part of that abundant life, or maybe they're not. That tends to be the direction, though, that our minds initially lean, at least mine, when we hear those words of an abundant life, one better than I could ever imagine. But Christ says that abundant life starts with and is a life connected to and committed to him first and always. Well, leave it to one of my granddaughters to best illustrate that journey toward that abundant life. As my son Nathan recalls and tells the story, he and his elder granddaughter Hannah, when she was only 4, had gone to a Krispy Kreme donut shop for dessert after dinner one night. As they sat eating their donuts and sharing a container of milk, Nathan began to point out to Hannah the elaborate nature of the hot, fresh now Krispy Kreme sign hanging over the counter. Anybody that's been to a Krispy Kreme, you know what I'm talking about. The glass tubing, the neon sign that begins to flash on and off to signal that a fresh baked batch of warm donuts was ready. Nathan said that while he was pointing out the circuitry of the flashing neon sign to Hannah, he wondered aloud to himself how it could possibly light up the way it did. Having heard him, Hannah said, "Well, Daddy, I know how it lights up," she proclaimed. "Really, Hannah?" he said with a smile, wondering what was coming next. "How does it light up?" With a wave of her arm, she pointed toward a receptacle on the nearby wall into which an electric cord was plugged and matter-of-factly declared, "It's plugged in, Daddy." And then she continued to lick more chocolate icing and sprinkles from her donut. So how's the journey to an abundant life where you are? Comfortable? Is your family okay? How about your career? Is it on track to where you want it to be or where you hoped it would be? No serious challenges ahead? You know where you need to turn for the answers to deal whatever it is before you, the decisions you need to make, obstacles that you're facing? Do you have all the power you need readily at hand to move forward, to help you with all of that that's on your plate? Or is there someone or something causing continuing worry in your life? Maybe you're in the middle of a job change and you have no idea what the future holds, even as far out as tomorrow. You just notice that your children are bigger and older than you remember since the last time you really took the time to look. Or maybe you're just feeling all alone and have felt that way for a while. I guess this might be the time to ask you, what are you plugged into? What are you plugged into? Maybe we're looking to plug into anywhere and anything, hoping we'll find the answers to the concerns and problems that seem to always crop up in life. Maybe we'll think we'll find the answers and satisfaction that we're longing for when we plug into achievements and acquiring all the things that the world says is important. Then with all of that, we'll feel satisfied. Maybe we're trying to fit in, to seek acceptance and influence and recognition in the world, which will then surely lead to that abundant life, to that life better than any you've dreamed of, that life of more and better and feeling satisfied. Yet it seems that whatever we're trying to plug into, to find that abundant life, that better life, the circuit breakers always seem to be tripped or end up getting tripped. It just doesn't seem to be there. It doesn't last. So where then do we look? Where then do we plug into? So if you're looking for that abundant life, that life of more, that life of better than anything you've ever dreamed of, why not think about this? Maybe it's really not found in what the world suggests. Maybe it's really not found in all the temporal, the transient stuff of the world, the achievements, the wins, the fame, the wealth, the power, the recognition, the image, things that may feel good for a while, but experience tells us that they never last. Here today, gone tomorrow. So let me suggest that instead of those places that the world points us toward, that instead, like that hot, fresh now sign, we plug into the ultimate and eternal source of power available for your life and mine, a life which will then lead beyond the temporary and instead provide us with a life of eternal impact now and forever. Through that gate, that door to Christ, which leads to that real, that eternal, that abundant life that Christ promises, a life that you'll find when you connect your life to the only source which will provide you with the ever-present peace, fulfillment, and life-changing purpose and eternal impact that we can always rely on being there. A life better than you could ever have dreamed of. Or maybe you were connected once to that and you remember that, but you need to reconnect because you've drifted away, disconnected a bit, unplugged a bit, and you need to reconnect and replug to that source of power and that source of peace. And that source is God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Big surprise that I would say that, right? Plugged into that outlet where we not only find all the hope and the power to rise with him above all the storms of life that we will face, but where we'll find full and lasting abundant life that we were created by God to live. And most importantly, a life leading to our assurance of our eternal place with him in eternity. Jesus said, I am the gate. I am the door. Anyone who goes through me will be cared for. I have come so that they can have real and eternal life, an abundant life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. So, just a reminder for each of us today to not go anywhere in your journey, to not go anywhere in my journey, or do anything in your life until you plug into that eternal source of power, God and his Son, for your lives. The abundant life, the life of more and better, which that scripture talks about, is a life that is plugged into God and all the good that he has in store for us today, tomorrow, and every day, all the way into heaven. You and I may be pleasantly surprised at how our lives begin to light up and lighten up, maybe even begin to flash brightly, like the hot, fresh now sign at the Krispy Kreme donut shops, with the glow, though, now of his supernatural power and his ever-present love and peace for our lives when we plug into and stay plugged into him. It's plugged in, Daddy. Just as simple as that, my friends, from a precious little girl. How about us? What or who are we plugged into? It was a good and wise reminder by that little girl in a donut shop, available for then, for now, and forever. Do you need to plug or replug into him? Plug into the God who is always there, my friends, for the abundant, lasting, fulfilling, and eternal life that he promises for you and for me. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for this time together. I thank you for the message out of the Gospel of John. Clear, been there, rising up out of the pages, reminding us to plug into you, to stay close to you, and that when we do, you will provide us and lead us toward the abundant life that we were meant to live, the life better than ever we dreamed of, because you will go with us, you will shine through us. We will even flash brightly like that sign, Lord, because of your love for us and through us for the world. Help us to reconnect, to replug where we need to, and to plug for the first time, if we need to, into your precious love and life. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thanks for your Son. Thanks for using us to help others see that abundant life and how they too can plug into it for their life. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.